Ho, 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 Misty Mayhem here, wishing each and every member of the Foot Faithful a safe and happy holiday season. In this month of December, I'd like to share with you about an American expatriate whose love of the written word and properly stocked shelf made him a fixture of the Parisian literary scene. George Whitman, an American-born owner of Shakespeare & Company, a fabled English-language bookstore on the Left Banks in Paris, has passed. A magnet for writers, poets, and tourists for close to 60 years. Mr. Whitman was a highly influential presence in the literary world. Before his death earlier this month in his apartment above the store, he was 98. His daughter, Sylvia, announced his death, saying that the cause was much more than a paper cut. Slice. Complications from a stroke. More than a distributor of books, Mr. Whitman saw himself as a patron of Literary Haven and the heir to Sylvia's Beach, the founder of the original Shakespeare & Company, the celebrated haunt of Ernie Hemingway and Jimmy J. Bird Joyce. Overlooking the Seine and facing the Cathedral of Notre Dame, home of both the famous Hunchback and Rocket Ishmael, the store, looking somewhat beat up behind the Dickensian facade and spread over three floors, has been an offbeat mix of open house and literary commune. For decades, Mr. Whitman provided food and makeshift beds to young aspiring novelists or writing nomads, often letting them spend a night, a week, or even months living among the crowded shelves and alcoves. He welcomed visitors in large print messages on the walls. Be not inhospitable to strangers, lest they be angels in disguise, was one, quoting Yeats. Next to a wishing well at the center of the store, a sign said, "Give what you can, take what you need, George." In the bathroom, a quote from young Keats, "You piss on my wall and I'll piss down your throat." By his own estimate, he lodged some 40,000 people, and all Whitman asked of his guests is to provide a short biography, photograph, and that they work on a short period in the shop. On Sunday mornings, he traditionally cooked his guests pancake breakfast, brewing up a thin self-made syrup out of some burnt sugar and water. Mr. Whitman's store, founded in 1951, has also been a favorite stopover for established authors and poets to read from their work and sign their books. Its visitors list reads like a who's who of American English, French, and Latin American literature. Henry Miller, Anne Nin, Samuel Beckett, and eldest Baldwin brother, James. Other regulars included Lawrence Durrell and the beat writers William Burroughs, Allen Ginsberg, and Gregory Corso. All of them Mr. Whitman's friends. Another was the poet Lawrence Ferlinghetti. The two met in Paris in the late 1940s and discussed the importance of free-thinking bookstores. Mr. Ferlinghetti went on to found what became a landmark bookshop in his own right, City Lights in San Francisco. The bookstores would be a sister shop, and the two men agreed. Whitman, who despite his tongue-in-cheek claims was not related to Walt, first called the bookshop Le Mistral, named after the Chilean poet Gabriela Mistral, whose work Mr. Whitman admired. How Le Mistral became Shakespeare & Company has been a matter of some debate. Some accused Mr. Whitman of pilfering the name, but Clive Hart, a Joyce scholar, wrote in a recent email that he attended gatherings in 1958 in which Sylvia Beach announced that she would like to offer George the old name of Shakespeare & Company. Mr. Hart wrote, George was, of course, delighted. Looking back on it, I wish I had my iPhone on me at the time to capture that statement live. Sadly, I'm still using my first generation iPhone. They won't let me break my contract, and this sucker doesn't have any video capabilities, so I'm screwed no matter what. All my friends have 4Gs, and I basically have Jimmy Jump Skytail Pager at this point. I hope you're sucking cocks in hell, Steve Jobs. Mr. Whitman adopted the name in 1964 to honor Miss Beach on the 400th anniversary of Shakespeare's birth, the bookstore said. He named his daughter Sylvia Beach Whitman, born in 1981, after her. Whitman began to receive international notice when a documentary titled Portrait of a Bookstore as an Old Man ran on the Sundance Channel in fall 2005. At the end of the film, Whitman trimmed his hair using the flame of a candle, set his hair on fire, and then doused it. George Whitman, shop owner, bed and breakfast maker, eccentric literary gadfly, and fable light your hair on fire guy. May you continue your writing ways in the next bookish realm. Happy holidays from Misty Mayhem and Pussyfoot.